Rebel Queens. Milky waters crawl down my fingers as I discover layer after layer of flesh, of tightness, of warmth, of beauty. My garden wets as I gaze at her delicately sculptured folds. Her fruit bursts with juices and flavor. I snake lower, charmed by feminine aromas. Lips plant kisses on petals, beautiful black petals, pink on the inside. I mouth O's, I inhale. The warm and cold contrast jerks her body. Walls contract, juice oozes, my tongue tests. I flick and suckle, I pause, she spasms, breath coming in short gasps. She yields to my gentle thrust, grinds on my probing tongue and moans to its swirl. I trace the beginnings and ends of her slit, and right at the end, I find an escape. The queen is a rebel, a confident brat, reeking of self-knowledge, not afraid to be herself. The free will, utter disregard for propriety and perception, complete freedom, complete stubbornness, the rejection of correctness. She is a revolution, storming down walls of convention. The rumble of the crumbling barriers thunders in my chest, beckoning, beckoning, beckoning. Revolution beckons, but I cannot riot. I can't abandon all reason. I am tied to conventional wisdom. The will, the zeal to be wild, I don't possess. I am powerless. I am an impotent rapist. So I watch her take on the world, but I can only watch. In Rebel Queens, self finds an escape. I watch her and I recognize myself and I want to belong. But when I wake up to a world without walls, the self shrivels, afraid. Why are we afraid of them? The wild ones, the rebels. It's a stupid fear premised on a misconception that to be conformist is to be good, is to be cultured, is to be peaceful. So we create peace for those around us and give way to a tumultuous rage within, a rage at consistently confining the self, cuffing her hands and her legs, forbidding her to leap. So I watch her, Rebel Queen, and I recognize myself in her. In Rebel Queens, self finds an escape.